Welcome back, gentlemen. It's the Gay Bros Podcast.
It's a great day to be here.
It is terrific to be back in the office finally. COVID was just it was tough being out of the office for so long, but we're back. And I got to be honest, even though we just started recording, I'm going to go ahead and say this is the best episode we've ever done. Just based on the content we've got, it's already recorded, what we've got lined up to record, like you guys are in for an absolute treat.
It's not a bad assessment.
You guys are in.
We got something coming.
For an absolute treat. So, I think what we should start with is draft review and rankings. And we also have three Mount Rushmore segments you guys are going to enjoy. Normally it might be one.
Let's give a 10-second moment of silence for Brody. All right, close enough.
Thank you. We hope you guys took part in that because should we do another one for Tanner? Or did he just left the league?
Nah, he's up on a mountain. He's straight. All right.
Let's get into these draft review and rankings. So, I guess we'll just overview the general draft. I mean, I'd say, let's go over like the first couple rounds. I would say that the first five went as everybody expected. And then I took Devontae, which I was torn about. And seventh pick was really where it started to get interesting to me, where Jake took Saquon. The injury risk is just unbelievable.
But If you want that running back first, you got to go for it. No doubt.
We both unfortunately fell victim to the not taking running back, like two running backs first.
I was kind of set towards Jonathan Taylor. I didn't want him because Nelson was out. Now he's going to be back like week one.
Yeah, but.
So they just said.
It's good though. I mean, Diggs is a dog. But
we might as well just get into our rankings and review, at this point, review them
just,
as we go.
We're just rambling. All right, so we both did separate rankings, and we're going to rank them now, and then once we're done, we'll go through everybody's team and our
region. Each do our 12 and then.
Yeah, so my 12, get ready for this. It's the newcomer, Hujo. Your team's dog shit. Adam, your 12?
My 12 was Mike. So I'm gonna run through some of these boys.
Yeah.
If I can find his team. What's his team name? Kubot Strikes Back. That's why it took him so early. Yeah, there's not much to like here. I'm not really sure how to put it nicely. You got Henry, but I mean, you pick third. And then he kind of has those guys who are up there on ADP, but they really aren't going to do it.
I agree.
You can tell where he was drafted
from. I like Henry, obviously. I love Tyler Boyd, and I love Keenan Allen, but I don't like anything else on this roster. I mean, Tannehill's good. He's solid. Josh Jacobs, I felt like he was taken way too early because of the Kenyon Drake situation, and just, I don't know, he doesn't really catch passes, but
I don't know. I don't think you're working with much, but
I mean, that's the thing, is everybody's team, as we were reviewing, we felt like everybody's team was good because all these guys look good on paper because it's week one.
Yeah.
But I thought Mike's was pretty weak on paper, unfortunately.
Well, that's all right. That's why it's a long season.
Right. So
a lot of trade rapes to happen.
Absolutely. At the 11th spot, we both had the same person, which was Ross.
Yeah. you hate to see
it. We'll talk about his team now. Children's Care.
Yeah. Great name. Well, for starters, it helps to have a kicker and a defense. that usually helps that week. He has Kenyon Drake, so that's an automatic.
Right. Well, he's got a former first rounder. He's got a former first rounder.
He probably stole him in like the 12. I mean, is Chase Edmonds starting now?
I mean, he'll get some touches. I don't love Chase Edmonds. Matt Ryan is like meh. Jonathan Taylor's good, and Edmonds is meh. Tyreek's obviously Tyreek.
Amari Cooper. It can work.
Amari Cooper's kind of hurt right now.
There's just a lot of question marks.
Odell is like the biggest question mark ever. Mandrews is solid, but and he got Antonio Brown.
Potential. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Now, my 10th spot, I put Mike. We already went over his team, though.
I got Hujo.
Yeah. We already went over his team.
All right. We didn't talk about his team.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
I mean, I like the running backs.
Yeah, I like your like first Chubb three, and I hate the rest. I like the first three guys. Dak, I'm Chubb, and Gibson, and I don't like any of the rest of it.
Maybe some. That's why I put him on the bench. Bench isn't great. You never know what Debo can do.
I actually really believe in Evan Engram, but, I mean, he's just a weak tight end to start with.
I'm just not sure I really trust Thielen and Robbie.
Yeah, I don't either. That's the thing.
And Melville could come through, but I'm not sure he's going to be running for that long.
I mean, Javonte Williams is RB1 on that roster, but
yeah, I'm not sure why he's your RB2 though. That shit's a little sad.
I'm not sure why yours is Kareem Hunt. But anyways,
it's a little sad. It's better than
anyways.
This shit's sad.
My 9 spot is Jake, and Adams.
Mine was Eli. a usual top of the point leaderboard kind of guy, but I wasn't a fan. I don't know.
I like Eli's team, like, good. I mean, a lot of these middle tier teams I thought were like all extraordinarily equal.
Sitting in there.
Yeah, Mike Davis is questionable,
not sure how that's
but
gonna be.
And I don't believe in Julio anymore, but I like Kittle. Kamara is obviously Kamara, and Hurts has crazy potential. But
I really don't know what to expect out of Etienne and Robinson.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going to happen, but
I think Etienne's going to get some play. I mean,
he should.
He's electric. They'll find a way to get the ball in his hands, but
take him early.
Anyways,
Eli's also heavily on Jalen Hurts this year. He took him in our other draft as well.
I mean, it's because Jalen Hurts has good rushing potential, but I honestly don't think. I almost drafted him. I honestly don't know if he's good enough outside of that to. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if he's going to start the whole year, honestly. But
we're going to see.
So for my 9 spot, or my for my 8 spot, no, for my 7 spot,
8.
12, 11, 10, 9. 8. No, for my 8 spot, my bad, guys. I put Max.
I put Jake. Yeah. Also, why did you number them like that?
Because it got really weird when I was switching.
He started his numbering at 12, not 1.
No, the notes app did that.
All right, Jake. I mean, Saquon? Question mark.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
I wanted Chris Carson, and you took him in front of me, so that's pretty fucked up. Jamar Chase. That should be great.
Jamar
Chase is
the dog.
Who knows?
I mean, Jake, your roster's like okay. It's good. Michael, I don't love Michael Thomas. I feel like he's gonna be a fucking total nightmare this season.
Sitting on the bench doesn't hurt. Same thing with James Robinson down here. Who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, I think Jake seems good.
No, like, Fant's just a little questionable. Robert Woods, he should be fine, but
yeah,
I don't know. Not in love with it.
It's a good team, but that's
really
the thing
not,
is there's so many good teams. Like, everybody looks good right now. So for my 7. Nope.
7.
Yeah, for my 7, I put Eli.
And I put Max. Let's take a look at Joe Mixon's right hook.
Like it's the same thing.
Name.
It's the same thing with Hujo, where I absolutely love the top three, Kyler, and then Aaron Jones and Joe Mixon were like two of my top running back targets this year. But I'm actually not that big of a believer in CeeDee as other people are, and Kenny Galladay is like going to be a total nightmare this year with a hamstring.
I'm close on that. I like Kyler, Aaron Jones, and CeeDee. I'm a CeeDee believer, but Mixon, I'm never really a fan. I don't know.
I love Mixon.
Galladay, never know with that guy. He's probably getting hurt.
Yeah, no, he's hurt right now. He's got a hamstring right now.
But
it's like
Matthew Berry video is Galladay undervalued by fantasy managers. So if he's on to something there. Logan Thomas, he finished the year strong. Could be good. And I'm not a Miles Sanders fan.
Yeah, I don't like Miles Sanders at all. I mean, it's a decent value where you got him, I think.
Flex.
But the whole situation is so murky.
Again, a lot of potential there.
Yeah,
and Deshaun in the 16th.
Yeah, seriously.
But we don't support it.
Yeah, nice to know your values, Max.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
For my 6 spot, I put Adam.
Yeah, that's just fucked up. I got Ben. Sorry, Ben. Not an Eckler guy, you know? Could be good. David Montgomery took him right before me. That was pretty fucked up. Actually, no, that was the one I missed.
Yeah.
Very disappointing. But I like Hopkins, McLaurin, Hawkinson.
I love that 4. Hopkins, McLaurin, Hawkinson, and T. Higgins. That's a great, great stretch.
Took Curtis Samuel a little early, though.
Yeah, I don't love the bench at
this
all.
This man's a clown.
I'm not a big
fan
of the bench.
And then he, of course, drafted the biggest fag on earth, Will Fuller.
I do really like your team, though, Ben.
Yeah, it's all right.
Let's go over your roster, too. I'll give an honest review of Adam's roster, and then he can chime in. Big nose ballers. He's got Patrick Mahomes quarterback, so he's got the second-best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, you wish.
And
you
then
wish.
His running backs are obviously extraordinarily weak. Miles Gaskin, like, as your RB1, is just, it's brutal and there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
Diggs is a dog. I don't know about Sutton. I'm really concerned about the QB situation there. Kelsey's okay. No, I'm just joking. Kelsey's obviously fucking a huge, huge advantage. And then the flex spot's tough as well. So the running backs and flex are super weak, but you got Mahomes, great receivers, and fucking Travis Kelsey's pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, that was a pretty terrible review, I'll be honest. But I wasn't really a fan of my draft, I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I have the best roster, but I just didn't love how it turned out. I always go running backs early, and it didn't come across that way. You know, when Kelsey was sitting there, you just have to take him.
You had to take him.
At 17, I mean.
You had to take him.
You got to do it, but I wouldn't sleep on it. I certainly wouldn't. These rookies are going to come alive.
So,
they gonna take your ass down.
Doubt it.
I swear to God.
It's gonna be like Amari Cooper all over again when I see you in the playoffs. Yeah, that's sad.
You gonna make me cry.
For my fifth pick, I went Clint.
Fifth, I got Casey.
Fifth? Did you mean to say first?
No, I'm confused. Shot. I should add you lower. Just thought we were trying to boost each other up.
Why do you think I put you at six?
Yeah, that's...
That's a 12-worthy roster. Sad. I mean, that's just such a good roster. Oh, my goodness. Lamar. Goated. Back-to-back. Another MVP season coming.
I'm not
going to
say anything about that. DeAndre Swift. I don't know if you want him as your RB1.
Dog. You would have taken him as your RB1.
He's a great RB2.
You clown.
Especially when your RB2 is Javonte Williams.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not proud of that.
I mean, with time, who knows? But it ain't a good RB2, that's for sure.
Certainly not.
But good receivers. You got Ayuk. And he's the boy, so that's all that matters.
No doubt.
Goddard, that ain't good.
Yeah, I think he's okay at best.
So, yeah, it's a pretty average roster. A little below average, I guess.
Doubt it. For my fourth spot, I put Ben. I'm going to take this time to gas you up, Ben, because inevitably we're going to do the trash zone, and I'm going to go back on everything I said. But just remember this moment where I'm telling you that I think you have a great roster. I mean, it's not going to last, but I think you do have a great
four?
Roster.
Yeah. I got Cade. Cade Kinnutter. Let's see.
I mean, you just hate to gas Cade up because he's just such an unbelievable douche, but with his steals and all that. But
yeah,
Cade, you had a good draft.
No steals. Well, a couple steals at best.
He had one steal, and his name is Jay Jettis.
Brady, should be great.
Everybody knows I fucking love DJ Moore.
We'll see what happens with Najee.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about your team is I don't like Najee. But Mike Evans in the flex is pretty fucking good. John is a tough tight end as well, but your core, like running backs and receivers, are top tier.
And your kicker's hurt. Plus, so you should do something about that.
You got Claypool on the bench, too. That's pretty good.
That's solid.
Not to mention future MVP Joe Burrow.
Great team, Cade. Great team.
For my three spot, I have Cade.
And I have Clint. Where's Clint? Time to start trying. I think that's the name he won the championship with. I don't know. I just love his team. McCaffrey and Henderson. Henderson should be good.
Yeah.
And then I love A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I had Clint at the five spot. I do like your team as well.
I ain't sure what's up with Waller, though.
Well, I mean,
but he's missed, like, eight practices.
That would be really bad if Waller is hurt. But if Waller's healthy, then he has the second-best tight end. And his A.J. Brown is going to go crazy. Plus, he has the best player in fantasy and Justin Herbert quarterback. Like, that's a good roster.
I did like Judy until I drafted Sutton, and now Sutton's kind of going to be the guy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Corey Davis on the bench I think is a good pull. I think he's going to have a great year.
And he's got the boy Chuba.
Chuba. Yeah, good team, Clint.
He should definitely change his name to Chuba.
Now, for our two spot, we both have the same person, which, unfortunately, because he needs to get the goddamn tattoo, and at the defending loser, but it's Ryan. He's just got he has a very, very good team.
Yep, I think two is the spot to draft this year, you know?
Two is definitely
things just kind of fall your way with the amount of guys out there.
But, I mean, when you see Dalvin and Clyde, you're not expecting to see, like, also a top-tier quarterback as well, I feel like. And yeah. Deontay Johnson should be really good. I don't know about Devontae Smith, and I really don't know about Kyle Pitts. Like,
I think Kyle Pitts is going to go crazy.
Yeah, but people were kind of drafting him at his peak, I feel like. But
he got him in the fifth.
Kyle Pitts, yeah, but that's...
I plan on, at a point, taking him in the fourth.
But for... Really? Yeah. He's a rookie tight end, though. Rookie tight ends are, like, historically bad. He's really
it
good,
It would have been
but,
a bold pick at four.
Yeah, no doubt.
He could easily go
Well, he's
first.
Obviously a freak, but I just... I don't know. We'll see.
But he's got a great team. I can't say anything about my man.
Clearly, I thought your team was very good because I put you second.
And then...
For the one spot, I have...
Dobbins at flex. I like that.
Dobbins too. Really good. For the one spot, I have...
Myself.
The Georges, # pulp free. Who is that? Like, let me check their roster. Holy shit, that's a good team.
It's so gross. It's
yeah, so I have myself
disgusting.
At one. I do plan on winning my second championship. Shout out to Clint. He knows how it feels. It's spectacular. I'd recommend you guys try it. It's like one of the better feelings of all time.
Yeah, I got no words. I don't know.
So anyways, that's our rankings. Adam put himself at one. And I guess let's move on to the next thing. We hope you guys enjoy the rankings. We try to be as unbiased as possible. And I think everybody has pretty good teams. So now, let's insert one of our Mount Rushmore segments.
Love that.
I wonder how hard it is to edit this when Hank does it for PMT.
Facts. It's pretty easy right now.
Yeah, like, but it's going to be so chopped. They probably cut shit like this out, you know? But anyways, we're going to insert the Mount Rushmore segment we did of... What? What are we doing on? Oh, of funniest league moments. So we basically went through and ranked, like, the funniest, like, league jokes or, like, things that happened that are just, like, hilarious. Like, our favorite moments from our friend group. And feel free, after you hear this, to send in what you think were snubs. I actually have a really good list of snubs that Jake and Clint already told me. So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoy. Here's the Mount Rushmore. Oh, wait, I should probably stop. No, I have to. Yeah, okay. To insert it. Okay. That's the editing. That's why I get paid the big bucks, folks. Okay. Welcome, guys. This is just a segment. I hope I already introduced this in the previous part of the show, but we decided to do a Mount Rushmore segment, and what we came up with was best league jokes. So they don't necessarily have to be jokes, but best things that, like, happened, like, that are just hilarious moments that we all talk about. So we decided the draft order alphabetically. So it's going to go Adam. I'll go first. Actually, let's just go by however many we think we have. So I'll just go first. Max can go second, Adam will go third, and Gowdy's going to go last. Okay, so with the 1-1 pick, I'm going to take Ross Scott banging Alex
Mott. Ah, no. I have on here Ross dummying Ben.
Yeah. I feel like it's the obvious number one pick, and that's why I wanted it so badly.
That is devastating.
That is bad.
And Max, what's your pick?
Isn't it? I'm gonna go my one pick. This is a topic of common discussion, and it's really Colby's lack of demand on the
pick.
English language.
Love that pick.
Colby's
lack of command on the English language.
I feel like it's just reference to what that the man simply cannot
speak. Absolutely.
He can't do it. So
that's solid.
All right, Adam's up next.
With the 1-3, we're gonna go with the classic Where's Brody?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good
I have
sleeper.
On my list Brody, period. That's it, just Brody.
Where is Brody? Does anyone actually know?
I wish I did. Ryan's got back-to-back.
At fourth,
picks.
I'm gonna go with the Tanner. I am flustered.
Great. That's great value. That's describe the scene for those that maybe not know what we're talking about.
So they were Coach Miller was addressing players, you know, he was naming a few that, you know, stood out to him, and he specifically pointed out Tanner and said that, you know, he doesn't believe he's living to his full potential. And Tanner, you know, he just couldn't take that. So
Tanner started like basically crying. And you take it from here. He started basically crying. And he was like, you just don't believe me or some shit. And then he goes, don't get flustered. And Tanner goes, I am flustered.
The coach goes, why? He says, because you think I suck.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like one of the funnier moments I've ever seen. I was standing right there.
Yeah.
I had to not laugh.
I had to look
out loud.
Away.
Yeah, it was so bad. Ryan, great pick. You're back up with your next one.
All right. I am going to go with not literally losing thousands of dollars in sports betting. And then doing it every day.
Good one.
Every single day.
Oh, no.
Like, that's so many Bellagio hours, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
That was weeks. That's like two paychecks.
Yeah. Adam?
The 2-2, we're going to go with the Seattle Kraken 2021 Stanley Cup
love
champs.
That
will
be tattooed
good
on
value.
Mr. Gowdy's ass.
That is terrible.
All right, I guess I'll stay on the top of Gowdy. This one hasn't been brought up in a while, but Gowdy's news sources is
that is an old one.
Good one. Good one. Gowdy
is a well
Gowdy getting his news from
Daquan. So,
I think you guys are going to love this
one.
I was really worried it was going to be taken, but I'm going to go Fight Night at the Schutzlers.
Ooh, sneaky good.
Okay, I'm going to write that down, and then I'm going to give you guys my third round pick. All right. Again, I feel like this is great value. Oh, I can't decide between two, but I'm gonna go Ben Maher taking Kenyon Drake in the first round.
Mm. Solid one.
Such a bad pick.
Dude, who just picked today? I hated
Melvin Gordon.
Gordon.
Yeah, tough pick. Dude. Tough pick. Max, you're up for your third round pick.
I'm going to go with a couple of years ago, we went to Red Robin and a former league member of ours got a big, juicy hamburger and a nice big milkshake and was just fried out of his fucking mind. And when we get back, he loses in San Francisco, which is a separate info joke itself. Yeah. And the man has to run a goddamn mile on the treadmill.
Ran a mile that was on brutal. The fucking treadmill. Holy shit. Yeah, I had one from the same night, but I'm not going to say it unless someone else does.
Adam, go with Rampe. The trash zone.
Oh, I put trash zone on mine.
Classic trash zone.
Fans of the pod know what we're talking about when we say the trash zone. It's the one and only Ben Maher. First it was Brody. Ben is in
another
position.
Shout out to Brody. Where
no
is
doubt.
He? Where is he?
Ryan, your third and fourth round pick, actually.
Third, I'm going to go with the first Cottonwood Canyon trip. Mm. You know, absolute disaster.
Got stuck in the snow?
Tent snapped.
Tent.
I had to buy new ones, and then we gone to a new campsite and just smacked the strawberry dab wood until we went to bed.
That's a fact.
All right, you're up with your
and
last.
Then
Ryan's last pick.
My fourth pick, I'm just going to say, am I allowed to just say Mike in general?
Yeah. I love the mic in general.
Being loud as hell, you know, being your speaker everywhere.
Maybe his roster this year, too.
Yeah, his roster is quite buns. He was definitely on
cloud nine. Well, I mean, you never know when you need a second defense.
He was in outer space the whole night. It was easy to
tell.
You
can just put your second defense in the flex spot.
Exactly.
All right, Adam's fourth pick.
We're going to finish with Casey's MLB talent. He's really just not good at the game.
Do you not remember when we played last night, pal?
No, it's crazy sad.
I really am the best in the league. That was the thing. All right, Max?
I'm going to go with, I don't know how many people know this one, but Adam knows this one. It's Cade's music being described as pulse music. I'm not really going to go into the history of this, just to
R.I.P.
save myself if this video ever gets leaked. But Cade, you know what I'm talking about. And that's that.
Okay, so for my last pick, I think I have to go with, I have a lot of good ones here, but I think I have to go with Clint rolling his window down and getting punched in the fucking face.
Debbie.
That's so fucking good. All right.
Honorable mention to Clint's long lost lover.
Yeah, serious? That was a good joke. Fuck. Should have said that one. Clint got his heart broke. Alright, should we say ones we had but didn't say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said Clint and Eli winning Olympics every year because they're just hella trivial.
Okay.
Just don't require actual.
I'm going to go with Jake Takes.
Yeah, Jake Takes is a great one. Alright, I got a sleeper. Or maybe people forgot about. How about those high school senior posts of like Adam and everybody else on the Lake Oswego graduating class?
Oh,
that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, when we sent in Adam's picture to the LO graduating class.
When was that?
Like that was last year.
In May?
When we were graduating, yeah. When my girl was graduating.
Was it in the yearbook or something?
No, they posted on their Instagram, like their class of 2020 Instagram.
What?
And it was Adam Byer.
Oh my God.
And a bunch, like Casey and like Thomas sent to me, like, bro, what the fuck is this?
What did they say? What did you tell them, I mean?
I was just like, we were just doing a meme. It was fucking hilarious. You got any extras in?
I have a lot.
I said the old steal the pants on the dock trick where Mike and myself cut our legs on the concrete.
Oh, I said that when and Mike was literally injured the rest of the trip.
Naked.
Couldn't walk.
I'm going to go with Kristen Maher being a MILF.
Definitely. Yeah. Michelle Byer on the same note.
No.
I'll just keep going. Cade's sleeping positions.
Yeah, definitely. Let me rattle two off real quick. The one that happened the same night as the tremble, and people forget, was the video of fucking Gowdy dancing on a story, and he deleted it, and he came back, and he's like, oh, it got deleted? Fucking ridiculous. And then,
I had to pull a fast one.
And then I have another one.
So many people slid up on
me. I know, I was like, dude, I was like, I'd rather you guys be mad at me than have this on here.
And then I have the ever-classic picture of Adam jumping into the lake.
Oh, I have that too. It's
yeah.
The ocean.
Yeah, and jumping into the ocean, like catching the football.
It's the catch.
Yeah, the catch.
It is the catch.
This one's not very funny, but it happens a lot. Clint, like, missing a conversation, but then going back later and
definitely
reacting to all the texts.
Clint's hand gestures.
Okay, I got more of a few people joke, but George's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all time.
The spit cup on the floor.
Oh.
All the devastation.
Oh. Happens. Do I have anything else? I have Jake and injuring his ankles constantly.
Mm-hmm. I just have JoJo on my...
I have... I've already read everyone I have.
Roto Cat.
Roto Cat.
That was all of last year.
I mean, I put Clint calling Saquon the best running back ever after like three games on here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I put the basement / dungeon.
Yeah.
Dude, I missed the dungeon so much. It was all cool down there. And
dungeon was sick.
Dude, back in the old days, Mike's mom would make us like waffles every morning. It was every morning.
That's so fucking...
That was classic. I'd literally wake up. I would leave at like 8 a.m. sometimes and just like take a bunch of food and leave. It was perfect.
So sick. Red zone in the dungeon was sick.
Red zone
in
the dungeon. Game 7.
Red zone in general could be on here. All right, I think that concludes.
Karen cinnamon rolls.
Let's recap. Ooh, Karen cinnamon.
Just Karen
rolls.
In general.
Let's recap what everyone took, and then we'll let you guys come to a consensus ranking. So I have, with the 1-1, Ross banging Alex. Then I took Fight Night at the Schutzlers, Kenny and Drake first round, and Clint getting punched in the face. And Max has, Max, I mean Colby's not gonna listen, so we might as well just shit on him. Max has Colby's lack of command on the English language. Gowdy getting his news from Daquan. Brody running a mile on the treadmill. And then Cade's pulse music. Adam has Where's Brody, or just Brody in general. Seattle Kraken 2022 champs, soon to be tattooed on Gowdy's ass. The trash zone, pretty much just Ben. And then my MLB talent. Bad pick, because I'm the best. Ryan has Tanner saying, I am flustered. Coach Miller. Unreal pick. I almost wish I went with that 1-1. Nut losing thousands of dollars sports betting and just keep going. He's got the OG Cottonwood Canyon disaster. And he's got Mike in general. / Mike being loud as shit. And taking 20 minutes to make a draft pick. Whew. Anyways, this feels like we've been talking for about 40 minutes, but I think it's about 7.
It's been like no time at all, probably.
It's been forever.
It was 11 minutes. So it's just a little something new to the pod. We actually might do another one because that was so goddamn fun. Mm-hmm. I want to do another one.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we could save it for a second pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Or we could just throw them in. You know what? You guys don't need to know the behind the scenes. That's why we get paid the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess we'll see you guys in the next segment.
We take donations.
Up arrow. Bemo. KC-Tawa. All right. We're back. Hope you guys enjoyed that Rushmore. Hopefully I edited this cleanly. That concludes the fantasy talk for the pod. Not sure if you guys were expecting more, but now we're kind of just fucking around.
There ain't much out there. Not much content.
Now we're just fucking around. So, oh shit, we forgot the trash zone.
Might as well put it in now.
Yeah, this is why we get paid the big bucks.
That shit's trashy. I don't know. I don't have much to say about Ben at the moment.
His team is good. I do think that he's going to mess it up because it's just a trash zone thing to do. But I do like the roster. I mean, your quarterback is a bum, Russell Wilson. Like, you should enjoy him for the first 6 weeks of the season and then maybe trade him to Jake. But, yeah, you got a good team. I'm going to say your biggest trash zone move was drafting
Fuller and Samuel.
Yeah, Will Fuller and Samuel. And Philip Lindsay. That's a trash zone pick. Damn, dude, I wish we had more. I don't want to gas him up. I do at the same time.
No, we'll spare the man.
Just know your time in the trash zone is coming, Ben. Just know. Anyways, let's move on to these questions.
Let's see.
Let's start with, what are we starting with? Which league member had the most tumultuous 2020-21 season or life? I think that was the first question. And I'm going to take liberty to say this because I think it's the only right answer, and I think it was me. I mean, I had 2 surgeries. My parents clamped my dick when quarantine started. School fucking sucked. I don't know. I mean, I don't even... Who's second? I mean, Clint got punched in the face, but that's more of a meme than anything.
We ain't ranking these.
Yeah, we're definitely not ranking them. But, yeah, I'm going to take the liberty to say that's myself.
Who wins in a street fight between Simp Mike and Walmart Gowdy?
The answer must be Walmart Gowdy. Simp Mike is such a douche. That guy is not beating anyone in the
fight. I'd probably take Walmart Gowdy on that as well.
You gotta go with Walmart Gowdy.
I mean, Simp Mike?
Yeah.
Is he even gonna get into
Simp
it?
Simp Mike looks kind of strong, but I think he might just want to, like...
He don't want to wrinkle
make
the fancy
a fucking
pants.
Lip-syncing video instead, you know?
You know them fancy pants. They get wrinkled easily.
For real, for real. So we're gonna unanimously go with Walmart, Ryan.
He starts throwing them long ass arms.
For real.
Eli, is Brody alive?
Yeah. If we knew, we would tell you.
As that moment of silence said, we may never know. Yeah. Could any member of the league have a shot at making the Olympics in any sport, men's or women's, after a year of training?
I think the answer is absolutely yes. Someone could do an Olympic women's sport.
Oh, yeah. That's, wow.
What could they do after a year of training? Who's the best basketball player in this group?
I bet we could send Ross. After a year? I bet we could send Ross to the U.S. Olympic basketball team.
Let's not disrespect him that much. I mean, what if this gets out?
I feel like we're in too deep at this point.
If we're already in too deep, I'm just going to say, Simone Biles, that was super not chill what you did, because a friend I know had money on the gold medals over, and you kind of fucked him. And so I just don't appreciate that. On the record, not cool, Simone Biles.
No comment.
Good no comment on your part, I would say. Yeah. To Clint's question, I do think that Cade, who's probably the best basketball player in this group, if he trained for a year, that he could play, and he also has height, that he could play on the U.S. women's basketball team, and that's not a joke. I think he actually could.
I was going to say I think Cade could throw a javelin.
Why Cade?
I don't know. I could see it.
I could see Max being able to throw a javelin on the team. Or maybe like Clint's not strong enough. I was gonna say he's got long arms, but maybe no, not Ryan. Javelin people are good. Like Michaela Long, she can throw it really fucking far. I still think like Max with a year of training could probably throw it farther.
Trying to think if.
Because like if you know that you're going to the Olympics and like it's happening and all you have to do is train super hard, you're gonna fucking train hard. Like you're gonna train seven days a week on javelin toss, and your form is gonna be impeccable. Not to mention you just have so much more natural strength, plus you're obviously way fucking stronger than these girls.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any more.
Yeah.
Could Ross or Max beat a 7-year-old girl at darts?
Tough luck for Ross and Max, who both tapped out of the dart throwing contest. I'm going to say on any given day, yes. That day, no. No chance. But on any given day, I think darts is mostly a crapshoot unless you're like really good. So, yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I was pretty shitty myself, so I can't really make a comment. Yeah. But
I thought I got a bullseye on, like, my fourth one, and I was so fucking stoked, and I just didn't.
We probably ain't winning that shit.
I mean, are we talking, like, a 7-year-old dart novice? Like, she's in the lab 7 days a week?
Who would win in a fight, 1 Max or 3 Adams?
The answer is absolutely 3 Adams. He just has that Jewish strength to him. It comes with the territory. It's natural heritage.
I wish I could disagree, but I don't make the rules.
So. I mean, obviously.
That's how it would go down.
Also, let me just say that. Let me gas up my boy real quick. Adam's been in the lab. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I see Adam at work, and I'm like, damn, Adam, your pecs are looking kind of good. Yeah. This guy's clearly been grinding.
He's dedicated. He gives a lick on him. He gives a lick.
He's dedicated. He's put on some muscle.
I'd smack him with a horse cock.
I think if this was a fight to the death, 3 Adams would absolutely kill Max.
I can't disagree with that.
But anyways, next question. These are great questions.
Who has the plumpest cheeks in the league? And there is only one answer.
Right, right.
Honorary answer.
Right.
Not in the league.
Moment of silence. Quick moment of silence.
I ain't going there.
Oh, who are you going?
I'm going with Krista the Pizza.
Oh.
Krista the Pizza has the plumpest cheeks. Although it is not in the league, I'm sure many can attest to this.
I have no comment. Because just in case this gets out, I'm going to officially say no comment.
It's getting deleted.
Officially go no comment.
After listen to.
It's going to be so good. I don't want to delete this, dude.
But I guess in the league.
Yeah, I was going to say Brody. Brody's cheeks are fat as shit, bro. There was one time where someone just said it. We were just sitting at the table and someone's like, Brody, your ass is so fat. But it was like kind of a gay way. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? You must. Somebody text in this chat if you know what I'm talking about. I feel like it was T Good, but I don't think so. But
I'd say Max, bro. Every time I go to smack his ass now, I'm like shocked at what I'm hitting.
Yeah. Ross, I'd say Ross has pretty big cheeks. If we're talking about smackable, as in like who would you want to take from behind, then I'm going to go Adam based on experience.
No comment. Who is the best flow in the league?
Shit, I mean, I just chopped off my flow, but I'd probably be up there for contention.
But I think it was a good call.
It was a phenomenal call. I'm going to go with Hooja.
Great answer.
I think Mike could be up there for sure.
I was thinking Mike. But I might go to Hujo.
Yeah, I like Hujo's flow for sure. What's next?
Which league member are we doing this one?
Let's only do the which one will never live up to their full potential. And I do like that question. Yeah. And I think the answer has to be Gaudi.
Yeah, I'm with it. I mean, it's hard to live up to your full potential when you start off this young with an ass tat. It isn't a good start.
You know, employers like bend you over and check your ass when they hire you, Ryan. You're never going to get hired from this tattoo, pal.
Literally never.
And it's going right on your ass. Believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't.
It better be next week.
No doubt. All right. Best beer to throw back? Ooh, so we're talking like, are we talking like your favorite, or are we talking about like if you're trying to get drunk, you're just pounding beers? Because if we're talking favorite, then the answer is, the only answer is Corona Extra. But if we're talking like I'm trying to just pound them, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Coors.
Yeah, I'd go Coors regardless. Either way,
yeah, Coors
it's simply the best. And an honorary mention to Bud Light Limes.
Mm.
Great, great stuff.
Okay.
Sleeper of the year?
Are we talking like player or team? Because if we're talking player, then the answer is Brandon Ayuk.
He's not a sleeper. That dude's elite.
Oh, we're talking like real sleepers?
I don't know. I feel like he meant team.
If we're talking sleeper team of the year, then I'm going to go...
Can't be yourself because you put yourself first.
Right. I'm going to say Clint. Clint's not a sleeper. I'm going to say... I don't fucking know. We already did our rankings. Yeah. Now we're just going off our rankings like a mid-tier team. I don't know. I don't know who's the sleeper. Let's just say fucking...
I'll give it to Max.
Okay, sure. Max, you're the sleeper. You're the honorary
Congratulations,
sleeper.
Max.
All right. Is there anything else?
Because if there's not... said, anyone watch The Malice in the Palace, dog?
I don't think that was a pod question, but my answer is no at the moment. Hopefully I will get to Same. It. Though. Sounds sick. So Max asked another question, which was, who are you least likely to let date your sister? And so we took the liberty to just rank everyone for how likely we are to let them date our sister.
Consensus
rankings. This is consensus rankings. So we went consensus one. And I don't want to gas this man up too much. So we're just going to say it and move on.
Yep.
Answer, we went one, Max. We went two, sleeper pick, I feel like. Who, Joe?
Uh-oh.
Don't get too excited. We went three, Jake. Four, Clint. Five. This might be a shocker for some listeners of the pod.
And I can't even see
some
it happening.
Avid listeners of
it's
the pod.
Just
I feel like it's much more likely that someone dates his sister than he dates our sister.
Or has it happened already?
I don't know about date, but certainly fraternized.
I don't know about either. Can't confirm.
But we went Ben, and I stand by that. Six, we went Eli. Seven, we went Ross. Even though I would totally let Ross date my sister, but... I don't know. I don't know if I'd trust what he did to her. 8, we went Ryan. 9, Cade. And 10, obviously Mike.
Sorry, Mike. It just ain't finna happen.
It simply had to be. Right. And then now we have...
We got one
another,
more.
Actually, should we insert... Should we just not do the TV one? Should we save that?
I don't know. We'll just do this now.
Yeah, okay.
This man just keeps saying shit.
You might.
We doing a Rushmore.
Yeah, let's just do a Rushmore.
We doing a Rushmore.
So, Max asked the question, and we turned it into a Mount Rushmore. It's a little different than his question, because it said objectively the best sports moment of all time, but we're just going to rank best sports moments we've seen like in our lifetime. And shout out to Clint for posing this question earlier as well.
Maybe some out of our lifetime. Who knows?
Okay, so... Are we doing a snake draft, or are we going to go 1-2, 1-2, 1-2?
We just do 1-2.
Okay, you want to start or me? Yeah. All right, I'm going to go, and I'm going to say, I should have thought about which one I wanted first. But I'm going to say the Malcolm Butler pick at the goal line.
All right, down to 4. I'm going to start with LeBron game 7 for Cleveland. The old 3-1 comeback.
The block?
The block. Shout out the king.
The block.
Not to gas him up too much. We don't want to do that. We hate the king.
No doubt. All right, I'm going to say Minneapolis Miracle next. Stephon Diggs. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! I mean, that was so fucking sick. I'm going to go with that next.
not in our lifetime, but
yeah,
the MJ final shot with the Bulls to win the ship.
Yeah.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Never lost.
Pretty fucking sick. Let's see. I think I'm going to go David Freese, Cardinals World Series. Sir. There's just pure coming electricity. Up crush. I mean, that was easily the best baseball game I've ever seen, and it was just so fucking sick.
Yeah. There's a better game out there.
Adam?
We're going to go with the Tiger 2019 Masters champion.
That's on my list.
Just, it doesn't get better. Shout out the comeback.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, he did some dirty stuff, but you got to do what you got to do. And the man did hit.
If you're going to do it, you might as well do it to the max.
Thought he did it to the max. Highly recommend the Tiger doc, HBO.
Okay, now this one, if we're being objective, I don't know if it's there, but... I'm trying to have a wide range of sports in here. I don't know which one's better between these two. But I'm just going to go ahead and say, this seems like kind of a sleeper pick, but I'm going to say Villanova game winner in the national championship. The three.
Electricity. Final pick. There's only one goated sports game in the history of sports, and it's the Cubs Game 7 World Series. Against the Cleveland Indians.
That definitely...
With a 10-inning win.
A lot of people would objectively say that. Like, that's one of the best...
Because it is.
Yeah, no, it is.
Absolutely.
All right, I have so many honorable mentions on here. Should I just read them all? I won't go in depth of them. I have the Dame Thunder game winner, obviously. But I feel like that was too subjective. I also have the LeBron Bach. I have the Ray Allen 3. Rebound, Bosh, back out to Allen. Bang! I have 28-3 football game. Patriots Falcons, obviously. Oh fuck! I should have said this one.
Should have said the Kobe game.
I should have said the kick. I should have said the kick six in the Iron Bowl. Fuck.
Yeah.
Should have said that over Villanova, but that was obviously insane. I have Big Poppy with the Boston. This is for you. The Kawhi bouncing shot against the Sixers. Santonio Holmes touchdown catch. Tua coming in the national championship and throwing the game winner to Devonta Smith. If I don't know how many people remember this, but the 4x100 relay with Jamaica and the United States, where it was like Usain Bolt and the last U.S. runner at the end, was so fucking sick. I have the LeBron dunk on Jason Terry. That Steph Curry double bang three against the Thunder. Tiger Masters. UMBC upsetting UVA. Odell catch. The Hunter Renfro walk-off touchdown in the Natty. Kobe 60 spot in his last game. And then the Jeter walk-off. And his last at bat, which I think are all just unbelievably iconic moments. I think that's all.
I think it is as well.
So, it was very little fantasy football and just more pure, unfiltered Gay Bros content.
People, start making trades.
Yeah.
Give us something to talk about.
If you want
about.
More content, you guys got to do the dirty work. But yeah, I think that wraps it up, and we hope you guys enjoyed. We certainly are.
It's a great time of year.
We're certainly glad to be back in business.
Back at it.
I love football season. All right. See ya.